Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I love Tesla.
Well, Tom Cruise isn't just an action star, Jace.
No.
He is an action star with a stretched face and now a Guinness Book of World Record.
He is very successful,
very rich.
3 years of age.
63. Yeah, Guinness Book of World Records record is what I meant to say. Cruise now holds the title for the most burning parachute jumps by one individual.
Oh, what is a burning parachute jump?
Is it literally a parachute that's burning while you jump?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so what else would it be?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like who else would... outside of a movie, why would you ever jump with a burning parachute?
Well, this was my question about the Guinness Book of World Records. And I know that there are tens of thousands of world records in there.
Yeah.
And tens of thousands that people try every year.
Yeah.
To, you know, like to beat.
Yeah.
But I don't really get... like, does it... if one person does it, mm-hmm. is that a world... like, does that set the world record and they put that in there? Or do multiple people have to try it? Or
you know who we need to ask about this is Joey Harrington. You remember? He's told us this story where, the folks at Wieden and Kennedy were trying to come up with, the longest train of office chairs.
Oh,
and they needed with a singing caboose or something. And he, kazooed at the end of the line. I'm like, I can't imagine there are people all over doing this. It feels like you just have to, tell the Guinness book you're going to try something and they tell you whether it's been done or not.
I do know that the Guinness people, you have to submit what you're going to do. So I'm guessing they do determine if anyone's ever done it before.
And they vet it.
Yeah, they vet it.
But can you just what I'm asking is, so he did this while filming The Final Reckoning.
Yes.
And he did it 16 times. And I guess they're saying that the record was broken during filming, meaning someone else had the record.
Well, then it had to be another stuntman.
And then they submitted it.
Although the crazy part is I'm watching this on Instagram. I'm watching him do it. And, dude, it is badass crazy that he's one of the most famous people in the world, and he doesn't have he's jumping out of an airplane.
He's risking it all on every take.
Yeah. Say what you will. I love Tom Cruise. I get he's insane, the Scientology thing. Tom Cruise is freaking fascinating. And all I've ever said is that whenever I die, whether that's tomorrow or, next Tuesday, I just want someone to be like, dude, that guy didn't get cheated. That guy lived a good life. He saw some stuff. Tom Cruise has lived 1,000 lives in his 63 years. Dude, that's freaking insane. I'm watching him jumping out of that, and there's only so much you can fake that. My man is literally spinning, in a whirly bird thing with his parachute on fire, then he has to ditch it and then he has the spare chute. But the fact that you're doing that at 60 years of age.
And doesn't he do it 16 or 17 times in a row that day to get all the takes?
Rob said 16.
16?
16, yeah.
16 times during the making of The Final Reckoning, the last Mission Impossible. And so I'm watching like how they go about it. And like people are chiming in, like other like stuntmen are saying like, hey, I've done this once or twice and this is stupid. Like 16 times, he goes, this is insane. And this is from stuntmen. They're like, yeah, I'm not doing this more than once.
Would you like some other unusual Guinness World Records?
Yeah.
JC Babes?
Yeah. By the way, I would not attempt a burning parachute jump one time, let alone 16.
Is there one that we could break, you think?
Yeah, I'm sure you could come up with some stupid.
Yeah, I think it's just a commitment, none of which we will, I mean, none of us will have that.
No.
But, yeah, I'm sure there's
one. I used
one
to watch that show Robin Big, which was kind of fun. The Rob
I remember that, yeah. Rob Dyrdek.
With Big Black, Christopher something or other, who's bodyguard, is now dead. But, yeah, they did that. I think they set out, I think they ended up breaking four or five on a show. They did this exact thing. They went through to find world records they could beat. One of them was, like, powdered donuts, like, in a minute without a glass of water. You know, some of them were skateboarding tricks because he was a good skateboarder. But, yeah, some of the stuff. I guarantee if you poured through the book and you put a little time and effort behind it, you could break something.
How about the longest marathon on a swing? In other words, the longest anyone has spent going back and forth on a swing set?
I think we once talked about, there was someone in the news that someone set out to break the teeter-totter record because they watched the Brady Bunch episode.
Yeah.
And so someone set out to do that for real, and it's like, it's several days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a.
This is 36 hours and 32 minutes. That doesn't seem that long, does it?
It seems like a long time.
36 hours?
Well, and you do get like pee breaks and stuff. But yeah, I mean, again, if you set that out, you could swing for.
You get pee breaks?
Yeah, I think when it says like consecutive, you do get pee breaks and stuff.
Huh. Well, that's no. I mean. That makes it far less cool.
Well, this is way underwhelming. I was going to go see how we might go about this, and I clicked on a link on the official GuinnessWorldRecords.com, and I got a 404. Oops, we're supposed to help you break records, not web pages.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain that in all of these things, they do budget bathroom breaks. Yeah, the world record for most consecutive teeter-totter, we talked about this. It was a number of years ago, but they were watching the Brady Bunch thing. They did it for 216 hours and 10 minutes. God. I don't know how many days that is. Anybody? What's 216 hours? 24 hours? Break that down. I mean.
9 days.
Yeah, dude, man, teeter-totter for.
9 days?
9 days.
But you said they get off and pee and eat and stuff?
I'm fairly certain they get a certain amount of.
You could pee on a teeter totter.
Yeah,
you probably couldn't poop on a teeter totter.
Am I out to lunch that that's a little lame that they're calling this consecutive when it's really not?
Well, I don't think you're allowed. Like, you couldn't do that.
So then the record should end when someone has to go to the bathroom.
I kind of agree with Buck.
I don't think that works. Let's see if I can find a.
How about this one? What do you think is the farthest someone has thrown a washing machine? Because this is in the Guinness Book of World Records. God.
Okay, so.
A foot and a half.
So, washing machine, picking it up. I mean, they're heavier than dryers. I'm going to say a washing machine weighs, I don't know, maybe 100 pounds. I'm going to say you get one of these big old beasts that can kind of over the head that thing. I'm going to go like 9 to 10 feet.
14 feet, 7 inches.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing they weigh between 150 and 250 pounds.
How much?
150 and 250.
Okay. Yeah, the dryer you could throw a little higher. Having moved a handful, the dryer is always easier than the washer. You don't have the drum. By the way, the teeter-totter, they were allowed rare breaks one at a time at a portable toilet near the stage.
Don't love it.
But they're not allowed to stop moving. So one had to keep going.
Oh, you had to hop on.
Yeah. One would get off, run to the take a leak, and the other one had to keep moving according to to that. But they were not allowed to stop for sleep.
Yeah, that would be then it wouldn't be a record at all.
But one would sleep while the other one.
Yeah,
teetered,
just kept going.
Kept going.
See, I don't like that either. I don't know. I think those guys are kind of weenies. How about most in a beard? I've got five.
Run that by me?
Most in a beard.
What is most
in a beard?
I don't even know what that means.
Most forks in a beard.
Almost forks in a beard.
Most forks.
I've got
in a
five
beard.
Different most in a beards, but the first one is forks.
Oh, well, most some of these forks. Dudes with their beards, like this, some of those beards are gross.
Yeah,
the ZZ Top beards. Which, by the way, I have a big beard, and I've let mine go for a little while. It is such a pain in the ass. How those dudes have a Jebediah sort of beard? That is
that's committed just, to the bit.
Well, but it's dumb. Like, I've let my beard go for maybe, I don't know, where it gets down to maybe, like, my collarbone. And even that is just, it sucks. It is, you can't eat, you can't drink with it. It's just a constant pain in the ass. I can't even imagine what one of these dudes that has a real hillbilly beard. And I'm guessing you could get, like, 100-something forks in that thing.
126.
Hey, there you go.
Most chopsticks in a beard, 520. Most paper straws in a beard, 534. Most pencils in a beard in 1 minute, 59. And most pencils in a beard overall, 456.
Yeah. Does it? I would like to see the length of the beard on that.
It's very long.
I was going to say, and you got to have bush in that.
It's down past his nips.
Yeah, that's... I do not... You talk about being committed to a bit that just... It makes every part of your life harder. So why would you do it? So the people that have, like, the really long fingernails, it makes everything about your day-to-day existence more challenging. Why would you do that?
And the most tennis balls caught blindfolded.
Huh. Do they have, like
in a row
auditory sensors on them? Or how would you catch them if you didn't know where they were?
Just like bouncing off your head?
You get like a Marco Polo situation going 10. On? Or
11.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I was fairly close on a lot of these. I feel pretty good. 11. So, yeah, like how hard are you throwing them? Is that launched from a...
It's in 1 minute.
Yeah.
And it was achieved by an Australian by the name of Anthony Kelly. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's all it says.
Well, I've got a list of records that we could break if we want to try to do that next.
What's our what do you think is our best bet?
Oh, I mean, a lot of it's speed related. Like, how fast can, like, for example, how many toilet paper rolls could you build a tower of in 30 seconds?
Yeah, there's no way, dude, because I've seen people that, like, stack like that. I'm not doing that.
No, that's not one I'd want to
only
tackle.
28 rolls in 30 seconds. I feel like that's doable.
I don't think so.
Well, someone did it.
Don't you? Well, yeah, but don't you think you'd have to be kind of interested?
Yes. Like, yeah. Well, and the people that do that, you have to have a stick. Like, I've seen, like, the record stack people that do, like, the cups. That's, like, you're a savant for that. Like, you have a unique talent that you have to... And I do not have that. I do not have the quick
Yeah, we're
twitch.
Out on that one.
How about how many socks you can put on 1 foot in 30 seconds?
Again, I think that the efficiency that it takes for that, again...
What if you got to have everything set up all nice, get a little system in place. Again, 28 socks, that's
don't
the
Don't love it. Wouldn't be any good at
most
it.
Most white Russians consumed by a lactose intolerant man in a four-hour radio program.
Hours of radio missed due to explosive diarrhea.
Well, that's. I was when I was at the Lebowski bar in Iceland. I tried to conquer. They said no one had ever done it. I tried to conquer their White Russian menu. I think there was like 39 different flavors.
White Russians.
It did not. The stomach gave out way before.
How about most clothespins clipped to your face in 60 seconds?
Yeah, I've actually seen the person that like has the record of most clothespins on your face.
Yeah, that would be Silvio Saba.
Yeah, that thing's ridiculous.
He got 51 on there in a minute.
Now, here's the question. How many of these will we have to go through before we find one that we're even remotely think we could do?
The longest flight of a rubber band. How far could you shoot a rubber band?
No chance.
30 meters.
I feel like that would take... Whoa. I feel like that would take a lot of practice.
Yeah. But at least, again, that's just flicking a rubber band.
Are there any of them that don't take any skill or practice?
What about eating the most baked beans with a cocktail stick in 60 seconds?
A cocktail stick?
You know, like
the little, basically
like toothpick that like holds the cherries and all that.
Do you stab any?
Yeah, you have to stab them to eat them.
Yeah, see, again, I don't think I'd
How many could you do in 60 seconds?
Five? I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see. I'd be more willing to attempt that.
He did 68 in a minute.
God.
You see, there's no way.
How does he do it? So he scoops. He uses it as a spoon.
I don't know. Again, the efficiency that it takes to do that, like, you're going to have to do that hour after hour after hour after hour.
Yeah.
In order to get down the efficient movement of
exactly.
That.
Longest time with an object balanced on your nose?
No chance.
2 hours, 42 minutes?
Nope.
Man, your neck would be sore. Most t-shirts put on in 60 seconds.
Again.
Wouldn't you have to be super skinny?
Or just have a wide-ranging sizes of t-shirts? They just get bigger and bigger. 260 of them!
Whoa!
See, I guess that comes down to, I don't think we appreciate how stupid these things are. But again, I go back to the efficiency of movement and how long that must take to get everything eliminated to where you're just one after the other.
260 in 60 seconds is more than four t-shirts every second.
How does that even happen?
I don't know. Or, I mean, can you do something where you have a bunch of them kind of stacked up and you can actually throw on like five or ten at a time? I don't know.
So that goes back to like when you watch, if you ever want to see something crazy, look at the, you know, the cup towers, you know, where people watch the people that compete in those speed,
like the stacking competitions, they're nuts.
You can't, like, you just blink and it's over. Yeah. Or the people, there's people that can solve a Rubik's Cube
in like a second.
In 1 second. And then you watch it happen and you're like, dude, you could stack cups or a Rubik's Cube or whatever. You could do that for 10 straight years. And if your brain isn't wired in a certain way, you aren't beating that record. So these records may be dumb, but the idea that these are easy to break or anyone can break them, that just isn't the case.
Yeah. Do you think that if I put your life on the line and I said you had to enter that record book in a year, do you think you would die?
I think
I kill you?
I think you could find something in a year's time to dedicate. I think you could do it.
Okay, so the same man has a record for the most spoons hung on his face and also fastest time unraveling a single roll of toilet paper with just one hand.
Dumb.
9.8 seconds.
One hand.
Unrolling a roll of toilet paper.
And it can't break?
It doesn't say.
I don't even know what that...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I gotta tell you,
I think toilet paper works?
I think I'm dying.
There's a good chance.
Dude, I don't think you put my life on the line and said, Rob, from this day forward, you have 1 year, 365 days, to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. Now, if you complete something on the 365th day and it takes them 30 days to verify it or whatever, you're still in.
Yeah.
But you have 1 year. You got to get in that book or I'm going to kill you. I think I might be dead.
I'll tell you this. Look, there's a good chance I'm dead too. I think the vast majority of people would be like, no problem. I think the vast majority of people at the end of the year were taking a bullet to the head.
Well, and don't you think, too, that the hard part of that would be, okay, you'd figure out, it would take you a while to figure out, or you would pour over a night, like, the whole book. There's, like, 65,000 records in there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go over as many of them as you can in the shortest amount of time to find out which do you think suits you.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you pick, you have to pick one because it's going to take you a while to master it.
Yeah.
And what you're going to find out is, oh my God, I can't master this.
No.
And then you got to go on to the next one, and now you've killed a month.
It's, you are so right.
I think I found one that's more luck-based than like dexterity or practice-based.
Well, why would you want the luck one if your life's on the line?
The key to this is proper selection. You have to get it right the first time.
Well, and so I guess that's just it. Some of these things, it feels like you are never going to be able to do. Period. Whereas some of them, it feels like if you get a stroke of luck on your side, you could. Yeah. So like this one is fastest time to arrange the alphabet from a can of Heinz SpaghettiOs. Alphabet, you know, shapes. Or
okay. How fast?
3 minutes, 21 seconds.
So you have to go A to Z, that's
it? So you get a can, you have to find all 26 letters and get them in order.
See, I might...
But I feel like that's the most in realm of any of the ones we've talked about.
I might be inclined, of all the ones we've talked about, you give me a year to do it. I'm going to get better as it goes. I do it 1,000 times a day.
It's probably tough because they're mushy, but like if you get lucky and you get some in the kind of right-ish order already when you scoop them out, like some processes can go faster than others.
I think that might be the one that I spend a year...
So far...
Because you're right. I think some of that is just eventually you got to get a sweet draw.
Yeah.
Like where you're like, oh my God, right. Like A, B, C, D, like at all. You're just like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, your first scoop of the spoon, you get 10 of the first 11 letters you need or whatever.
I'm looking here. There's a Guinness YouTube page, and I'm just like looking at some of these. And again, you would think like the most finger snaps in a minute. You're like, oh, I'm snapping your finger. My man snapped 296 times in a minute. You're not, I don't care how many times you are not snapping 297. Almost three a second? It's not happening.
How is that even humanly possible?
I don't know. I'm watching him and it looks like he's about to have a heart attack. Like his hand, you can't even see his hand. It's just a blur.
How fast could you place 24 cans of beer in your fridge?
Ooh. Oh, I got to go one at a time. Can I just hug
you? I don't know if you have to go one at a time.
I don't know. Like,
what do you
like,
mean? You can't just throw it all in there.
6 seconds.
9.76 seconds is the record.
See, again, that's another one.
I might take a crack at that one. Cans
must be intact, unopened, must use commercially available refrigerator, and it must begin with the door closed. If any cans fall over or any end up broken or dented during the process, it's invalid.
You can't dent.
That'd be fun to try.
Yeah.
I'm all right with that one. Might not die, but probably would die. I mean, again, that some of that comes back to just reflexes. Like, you're only going to be so fast.
Yep. And that's kind of the scary part. Like I said, I think a lot of it is genetically, are you capable of doing it? Do you have the dexterity and the muscle memory to do it?
So you were talking about luck versus skill or dexterity. How about just I think our best bet may be just a timed thing. Like, just endurance. Like, I hope I can, you know, like you said, longest teeter-totter.
Sure, just do something forever.
Let's just try that, and let's just keep going until we can't go anymore.
Sheer tyranny of will.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm watching the t-shirt guy. Dude, no way. That dude is insane. He's just no wasted movement. That dude's flying. I don't think I could ever, and he's on his knees doing it. He's got knee pads. The endurance one, the teeter totter, the swing one was 36 hours.
Yeah, let's try that.
That would suck.
But
my life is on the line. I know that I'm gonna die. You're telling me I got an entire year and I just got to make it 37 hours. I think I could. You know, I don't care how tired or sore I got. The idea that I'm gonna die if I get off that swing, I think you can do a lot with a gun to your head. That's the whole Fight Club motivation thing, right? Like, when you've got a gun to your head, I think you'd be amazed at sort of the endurance that you're gonna have.
We talked about this while you were gone, and I know we have to break, but just I'll plot this in your little brain up there.
Yeah.
What if all athletes had a gun to their head to perform? would performances be better or worse?
That's a good question. Because they're already all essentially trained to be able to give their absolute best. So does the mental component of it make it better or worse?
Tell you
right.
What, yeah. For most, it would be a lot worse.
I think worse. Certainly for golf, it would be worse. seriously, I mean, it's already a mind F, and then you've got a gun to your head.
Yeah.
You think you're going to shoot 70?
I think golf, I think baseball pitchers would be a mess.
Yeah.
People at the free throw line.
Tell you what, it'd make me take a little poop in my Swiss hiking shorts, my little chubbies.
But maybe you would be a better player.
I'll tell you what, I think the occasional person, the psycho, it would elevate your game, but the vast majority of people would just end up with a head blown off.
Micah Parsons would love it.
By the way, I'm watching the world record Mr. Potato Head assembly. That's pretty crazy, too. All the components of a Mr. Potato Head assembled at once.
It's like 6 seconds or something.
4.7 seconds.
Well, it's only like he's got hair, eyes.
Oh, no, dude. You've got
hat,
glasses,
eyes, mouth, nose, mustache.
Two arms, two ears, a nose, a hat, feet, the mustache. Yeah, and 4.7 seconds.
Damn. All right. Let's get out of here. Here's Buck Sports.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.